prayer focus. And so we'll ask him to come and share from the word of the Lord and lead us in that aspect of prayer that I think can be so fruitful. Amen. And will be fruitful as we put our faith in the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thankful for Pastor Glover and Sister Glover, their leadership of this church. give you honor. I actually asked Misha to make sure she was watching today and make sure Uncle Daryl was watching also. It's been over a year, a little bit over a year since my granddad passed away. I'm wearing one of his shirts, one of his sport coats, have his hanky, but I'm also walking in some of his anointing because I picked that up also at that funeral and that time there. And the Lord would ask you, Uncle Daryl, that coat that you put on in the spirit in front of many witnesses, what are you doing with that? And Misha, I'd ask you to put your hands on his head right now in church. We're going to pray for Uncle Daryl. We're going to activate the anointing that has been deep down in his soul for so many years, along with the anointing of Granddad in the name of Jesus Christ. Uncle Daryl, I loose the anointing right now to flow from the top of your head, Hitomoshikiata, to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name, and I loose your ministry. I loose boldness in your spirit. The influence you have with so many people, you will begin to use that now for the kingdom of God with boldness. You are a man of God, Uncle Daryl, and you are going to walk in it. It is the will of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate that, church. National Day of Prayer. Pastor Glover had asked me if I had anything or if I'd like to lead. And of course, I'm always ready to lead or do anything with prayer. And I felt a little bit of a switch, or actually I was kind of surprised by it. A few things that God put in my spirit about today. And so we're going to do that first. What he said to me was, we can go ahead and put it on the screen. More specifically, he's talking to this church or about this church. And I'm not pointing fingers or anything of that nature. God taught me to pray. And so I can detect, or I can pretty well tell intercessors. And we do have a few intercessors in this church. In fact, one of them just showed up with the Seahawks hat on. It's amazing the blessing of the younger generation. So we do have it. Nevertheless, God spoke that to me. And I realize this has been quite a journey for Megan and myself here. Moving here, things have not gone near the way we would have planned them to go. Just different dynamics. And I had expected to impart intercessory prayer almost immediately when I got here, and it's never happened. So as I was thinking about this and kind of going, I don't think so, it just hit me and struck me that we're obviously to this point right now. The last couple of weeks with impartation, with your guys' hunger and readiness, God's ready to loose intercessory prayer on people that are willing to take up that task. What it really is just being available. Submitting your spirit to God's spirit. Allowing yourself to carry a burden through prayer, through your voice. And not going or not stopping until the burden lifts off your spirit. Majority of the time, you don't know what it is. And that's because God does such amazing things through that. And he needs us. He needs people to be praying these prayers in order for prophecies to come to pass. We struggle, I think, with praying in the Holy Ghost, believing that that's maybe second to praying in English, which is a lie. And so you'll never be more powerful than when you're submitted to the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's just how awesome God is. There's times that I actually have to pray in the Holy Ghost in order to tell him how awesome he is. How cool is that? But he needs that. We have so many prophecies just in this area. Annette, you've told me about the prayers hanging up, hanging in the atmosphere. So much potential hanging. We've got to bring it down. And it only comes through our mouth. And it only comes through people that are willing to submit themselves to that. Now I'm just going real quickly. So most of the time you're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to know what you're praying. And most of the time you're going to be weeping it off your spirit. The great majority of the time when I've prayed, this is part of the reason why I'm here, is because I've prayed intercessory prayer so much that I've ruined my health. So I know what I'm talking about. And God taught me how to pray. And it's a great need, but there's so few people doing it that the burden falls on just a few people and they exhaust themselves. Out of a hunger for God and out of zeal for God, but it's hard to temper that. So God's got to slow you down himself. In fact, with Billy Cole and his wife, Shirley Cole, she ruined her health with intercessory prayer. You wonder why Billy Cole was so powerful. Look no further than his wife. The power of intercessory prayer. But she did. She ruined her health. She literally started to have her blood and water separate. That's how much of a broken heart she was experiencing, the medical diagnosis, broken heart. And so it's something that has to be tempered, and it's very hard to do that. And that's why we need more involvement or more people. It really bothers me. I haven't been able to do it near as much as I would like to. But God's kind of shut me off. And so as a result, like when we were at Life Church, I just had to start teaching other people to do it and empowering them to do it. And kind of multiplying myself because I couldn't do it. And I know it needs to be done. And I have a burden for it. And it's a very powerful thing. It's a gifting in some aspects. There's some people that are just naturally going to be more sensitive to the Spirit. They're going to be able to flow more easily. But that doesn't mean that everyone shouldn't experience it at least once or twice. Or be open to that. That interruption. I don't know if Pastor Glover will appreciate me sharing this, but he doesn't sleep good anymore. God wakes him up all throughout the night, and he prays. And as great as that is, that he does do that, we need our pastor to be strong in his health, and we need him to be able to concentrate on the Word of God and prayer in getting in alignment with God, not necessarily praying for things that we can be taken care of or helping him with. So it's time. I didn't come up with this. God did. I wasn't planning on saying anything like this. It's a powerful thing. God has given me the ability to impart it. I did it up in Fairbanks. They had me up for a prayer summit in 2016. It was a very powerful, powerful deal. And so it just comes the same way that like a Brother Robinette would impart faith, gifts of the Spirit. Amelia, would you come up here? Brother Levi's going to bring you a mic. I'm going to give you a little sampling. You can go right in front. And I'm going quickly here of what intercessory prayer looks like. She's going to do it just because it's the will of God. If you need any more proof, just see the quick reaction right there. It's as simple as that. You get that burden, and she's harnessing it and speaking it out through her mouth and allowing her to see her breaking. It comes no other way. And who knows what she's praying for right now? There's absolutely no limit. She literally could be praying my promises into existence, your promises, your family onto these pews. Come on, Amelia. I had her stop just for time's sake right now. And so she'll continue later. It's how quickly somebody, Amelia is gifted with this. So that's how quickly someone that's gifted with it can connect in the spirit. An important thing to remember is that this is intercessory prayer. And so this has no bearing on how spiritually healthy you are. It's just your ability to connect with the will of God and the Spirit of God for Him to speak through you. Supplication is the most important aspect of our prayer lives. And it often looks exactly the same as this. Hunger for God, strong tears and crying as it describes with Jacob. But just because you can pray intercessory prayers does not mean you're a spiritual giant. Or it doesn't mean that you're not on your way to hell. That's something to very, that's one pitfall or trap that people can fall into. Just because I can connect in the spirit and God can flow through me does not mean that I'm doing good spiritually. It just means I'm sensitive and I'm submitting to that spirit when it comes. But I can go out and live like the devil. So that's something that's just one little warning there. Doesn't make us super spiritual, but it does make us powerful as long as we're continuing in that sanctification process. And in fact, most of the time, intercessory prayers are going to go through times of breaking down because God needs to keep us humble. And that's the beauty of not knowing what you're praying for, because you can't get arrogant about something you have no idea you're praying for. And so it's a growing process for me in Life Church to realize that I don't know the perfect will of God, even though I think I know which direction we should go. Oftentimes, Pastor Jim would look at me and follow and see what I was doing. But if he went another way, he's ultimately in charge. I'm not more spiritual than Pastor Glover when it comes to a church service. And that's something we got to be very careful about. And it can be very hard, and it's a learning experience because pastors are human also. So when we get flowing like that, we either got to learn how to do it quietly, or if it's time to stop and pastor says we're moving on and you're out in the front, we got to learn to stop. And if you have to go downstairs, I've learned to pray and weep just quietly. But the church needs this. Thank you, Amelia. Yeah. So, I'm not going to go any further on that, but this is what we're going to do. I'd like us to, almost like in the same spirit of taking communion, right now, I want you to just search yourself really seriously and see if this is something that you're wanting to do more, or if this is something that, because this is a responsibility right now, I'm going to ask, here in a few minutes, I'm going to ask everyone that's willing to step forward. And so it's going to be a commitment to allowing God to interrupt your day, allowing God to count on us, to bear burdens or to speak things, pray things into the atmosphere that need to be prayed. So you don't have to come up, and it's not like a bad sign if you don't, because this is a big commitment. But I know there's people naturally gifted in this area, and then I know there's people that can be, or want to be. So I want you to just take a minute. Am I willing to really give a lot of myself? And I'll never get patted on the back, because the majority of the time this is going to take place in your closet, or it's going to take place where no one is looking, because of just how intense it can be. It can be a very vulnerable and very uncomfortable type of situation to do in public. took a long time for me to get comfortable doing this in public or even in a church service, even though it's needed in church services. But the majority of times can be done at home. You're not going to get pats on the back. And that's, I'm not being sarcastic, that's a struggle because you're going to be given a lot of yourself. Answering problems or getting wisdom for situations. Maybe not getting much in return, but you're doing the work of God and you're as close as you can be in relationship with God in as far as workmanship when you're in intercessory prayer. You'll never be more powerful. And so this builds power. This builds authority. So when you see a demon-possessed person, Thomas, you're not gonna hesitate, or it's not even gonna bother you. You know for a fact you have more authority and power than any kind of demon. It's because God's put it in you, because you've put it out. But it is a big responsibility. Right, everybody that would feel or be willing to, I'd like you to step forward up front. And again, this is I'm not expecting everybody. I don't even want everybody to tell you the truth. Some people health-wise, just where you're at spiritually. So I want you guys to realize, first off, I didn't make that. This wasn't for Pastor or Sister Glover. This is for the church. But we're only going to be safe doing this, submitted. So that's something you got to be very careful with, because you're going to get into deep places that without the covering of the Spirit, you have zero chance. It's how people lose their minds and go crazy. They almost have psychotic breaks. I've had to help put the pieces back together. So trust me, I know what I'm talking about. It's not a joking matter. It's a big deal. But at the same time, who knows? Only eternity will know what you guys do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray it, and then I might put my hands on you or not. But I just want you guys to go ahead and start flowing now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose the ministry of intercessory prayer on this group of people right now by the power of your word and your Spirit. In Jesus' name, every single one of these people now will begin to experience intercessory prayer, spiritual warfare, travail, and intercession. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So for burden's sake, if you guys need a picture, I want you to start thinking about our country. That's a pretty big start right there, United States. But I'm not going to put anything on you. If you already have something in your spirit, I'm wanting you to pray through it. But here, everyone else, I want us to start praying for our country. President Trump and his wife and family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray a covering over President Trump, Melania Trump, their children. In Jesus' name, I plead your blood over them. And I thank you for establishing him as President of the United States, for giving us this period of grace. Now I pray you would extend it in Jesus' name. Extend that period for 8 years, that we could reach out and branch out, and that we could experience the revival. Let's pray for our judges, the Supreme Court, Congress and Senate, that they start making some good decisions. Pray for unity in our country, at least across party lines. That President Trump will get the support he needs to pass the bills he has in place. There's fixing to be new judges in one of the most liberal sections of our country. Let's pray that President Trump's able to put righteous judges in. Come on, Thomas, keep pushing, man. The sign of an intercessor is they flow. They flow. Keep praying. I'm going to tell you, I had received a text message about a week ago or whenever we dropped bombs in Damascus. I received a text message from a friend of mine, Josiah from Anchorage. And he reminded me of a time in prayer with just three of us, me, him, this little black kid named Marcus. We're praying and we entered into powerful intercessory prayer, and I entered into travail and then warfare praying. And then Josiah prophesied a vision. What he saw was fire, a bolt of like lightning fire, go into Syria. This was in 2015. Go into Syria and strike Damascus. And he was believing that that was the beginning of that, what he saw taking place. But Brother Steve, I've taken credit for ISIS. I've taken credit for every single thing that's happened in Syria. But the power of prayers, three guys praying. Who knows what God did there or what he's going to do? That's the impact your prayer can have if you actually believe in yourself. You don't even have to believe in yourself. Just believe in what's praying through you, God. There ain't a prophet that doesn't pray intercessory prayer. There ain't one. Not in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. This is how we dispossess the people that are in the promised land. Spiritual Israel, this is how you dispossess. We pray that daily prayer for victory, and then we pray like this. They didn't just flee Israel. Those cities fought Israel. How do you think you get territory? Levi, just because we cross over the Jordan, they're going to give it to us? The violent take it by force. Are we going to do that with our own human intellect? No. Let's also pray for Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Jerusalem, and that a revelation of Jesus, the mighty God in Christ, that Jesus is God, would come to Israel, would come to God's people, natural people. While we're at it, let's pray that the revelation of Jesus' name would begin to come to the churches that already have the Holy Ghost, that are already working in the gifts of the Spirit much more powerfully than we are, that are much more bold than we are, that they would receive the revelation of Jesus. We bind that deception of the devil. The Trinity is of the devil, and we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we loose the light of Jesus into these people, these religions, these pastors, these preachers, and these men and women of God, that they would begin to realize that Jesus is God, and that what they believe is a lie. What they really believe is Jesus is God, that they would be baptized into the name of Jesus, and that with what they have now, with the boldness they have now, that they would begin to push forward with this end time revival. We're not going to do it on our own. And that we'd be bold in proclaiming that. That the walkers would be bold with the contacts they have. That Assemblies of God Church. That we'd be bold with the people we know. This is a gift. I was born into one God. I didn't have to find this on my own. There's nothing I can be arrogant about. I was blessed with this. There's so many people that are so much more righteous than me that weren't blessed with it, that need it, deserve it. Jesus, loose it in America. Let it sweep through these organizations that are so hungry for you, that are so hungry to see you move in America, that are already walking the streets and healing the sick by the power of that name. Let them be baptized into your name, Jesus. Then you want to see a sweep of revival through America. I pray against the spirit of the Antichrist that's trying to set it and establish itself in America. It's against authority. It's against unity. It's against masculinity. It's against the home. It's against women being women. It's very aggressively passive aggressive. It tries to intimidate God's people. And thus far has done a pretty good job of shutting our mouths. Jesus' name that we would have boldness. In Jesus' name that we would have boldness. In Jesus' name that we would have boldness. In Jesus' name that we'd have boldness. Boldness starts in the church. In Jesus' name that we would have boldness. If you can't be bold here, you won't be bold out there. In Jesus' name that we would have boldness. Boldness, Jesus. Move on us, Jesus. Angela, come here. Hey, Brother Steve, could you come here and pray? Well, I'll bring it to you. Pray for our military.
Lord Jesus, we pray for our military in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we pray for their families, Lord, that are at home where their fathers and their sons are over there, God, fighting for us and making the sacrifice, Lord. We ask you to come down on their families, Lord, and lift them up and strengthen them, God. Jesus, in thy name, Jesus, in thy name, God, comfort those children, Lord. Comfort them, God. Be with them, Lord. Lift them up, God, in your name, Jesus, and protect our soldiers, Lord, and protect them, God. In your name, we call your name over them all, Jesus, in thy name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be with our soldiers, Lord. We pray that the chaplains that have truth would begin to preach it boldly, and that there would be a great revival sweeping through. Brother Steve, that video you sent us of the Marines, that would become something that's more and more common amongst military, that they would seek after you. I come against and bind PTSD in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray freedom for these soldiers that have experienced things they shouldn't have had to experience. For the young minds that have seen horrible, horrible things, that you would give them freedom from PTSD in Jesus' name. And we loose that amongst the military. We loose that amongst the veterans in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sister Sherry, would you come up here, please? I want you to just pray whatever you want to pray, however you want, however long you want to pray it. Yep. Yeah, specifically over women. The same growth that you've experienced the last couple of years in boldness and in power and in ministry. There is the ability to be very spiritual and very, very non-powerful or unpowerful. And Sister Sherry's grown into being both spiritual and powerful. So she's going to loose that on the women and along with whatever else she feels.
We are united, oh yes, we are united in one mind and one accord, oh yes, we share burdens for our children, our grandchildren, and only through prayer and fasting, only by reading your word, and praying that word, will we have victory. And we will have victory. We have been promised our children. We have seen those that have turned from the wicked ways, oh Lord, and come fully into the truth and have prospered in your ministry, oh Lord. We have that desire, oh Lord. Put that desire in our heart, oh Lord, to intentionally be in alignment with you. So when things are going to be said, they're said from your words. Yes.
yes.
Your mouth, your mind, your heart, oh Lord, oh Kios, be within us, oh Lord, be within us, Lord, and speak, oh Lord, act, oh Lord, every act of hospitality, Lord, if it is small or if it is great, oh Lord, we know that you acknowledge it, oh Lord, because we do it as unto you. All that we do, oh Lord, let it be as unto you, Lord Jesus. Bind the fear, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Bind the pride, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Bind any thoughts of unworthiness, inadequacy, bind them, O Lord, as we rise up as daughters of Zion, full of the power and the authority that you gave us in your name. You robed us in righteousness, O Lord. We stand, O Lord, let us be holy, O Lord, O God, O Lord, O Lord, O God, O Lord, O Lord, O God. Loose a boldness, O Lord, a boldness to speak, O Lord, to step out into our communities, into our homes, to our families, O Lord, O God, into our schools, O Lord, O God, O Lord, O God. Bind us, O Lord, O Lord, O in one mind, O God, O Lord, O Lord. We know that you are with us, O Lord, O Lord. You are with us, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the desire that burns in us to be more for you, Lord. To rise up in the morning with anticipation and expectation, O Lord, O God. To thank you all day long, Lord. To thank you all day long, Lord Jesus. Of who you are, oh Lord, where you brought us from, oh Lord, let us never forget the power of our testimony, the power of our witness, oh Lord, the souls are hungry, they're hungry, Lord, you brought us out from many things, oh Lord, you brought us from addictions, oh Lord, you brought us from broken families, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, who better to
yes,
witness to those souls, oh Lord, okay. Who better to witness than us, oh Lord, in your power, Lord,
yes.
In your authority, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, okay. We thank you, Lord Jesus, 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 in your name, oh Lord, in the power of your name, oh Lord, let us pass it down from generation to generation. We have 12-year-olds, oh Lord, we have 86-year-olds, oh Lord. Let us share what you have given us, oh Lord Jesus, that they might put the word in your heart.
Yes, Jesus.
Their hearts to witness, oh Lord. That we might be there to pray with them, oh Lord, to lift them up, to encourage them, oh Lord, as only a sister in God can do, oh Lord, through you, Lord, through your power, oh Lord, in Jesus' name, oh Lord.
Sister Sherry, I want you to start laying your hands on every woman, bam, 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 just fast, just fast. It's God's will for you to walk in power. Yep. Quicker, sis. Just gonna have to go fast. Fight the urge. Yes. 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 You receive that. Yatunda biyando mahayata tekiosh dekiate. Yes. Yes. Yatunda mahayata.
You are healed of it.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praying for our families, praying for families. That the family structure would remain true. The authority, spiritual authority would remain true. That men would be the spiritual heads of their home. That men would be the spiritual heads of their homes. And that women would be that women would be submitted to God through their husband. And that they would see the power and the beauty of that. Would not let the world dictate how we act in our home. Our homes would be full of love, happiness, and peace. Nothing else. We bind every attack of the devil against our families. We bind you in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against you. And the name of Jesus, we use it with power and authority as sons of God. And so we command you to flee our homes. We loose you and your demons and every negative or evil human spirit. We loose it from our homes. We bind it in outer darkness. And we loose you, Jesus. We loose our homes to be a sanctuary of your spirit. Your spirit dwells in our homes. And we grow together in love and in unity as we grow closer to you. You are the focal point of our homes, Jesus. We are raising men and women of God, not children of the world. And our homes are safe. Safe places. In fact, I believe every home should have their own Bible study chart. I think it's time we dust those off. Maybe even teach our families to get ready to teach people that are coming in. So that, Brother Steve, we can keep people that come in and get them established and discipled. That should be a priority in our homes. Separation from the world is the greatest gift you can give your children. That they live in a house separated from the world is one of the greatest gifts you can give your children. Strive for that. Demand it. Don't accept anything else. The Antichrist is anti-everything, God. And so he's doing his best to destroy the family structure. So children, be obedient to your parents. Men, you have a tall order. We have a very tall order to love our wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Women, you respect your husbands. Men need respect. Women need love. Aubrey, don't worry about her. Pray for yourself. Aubrey, pray for yourself. Don't worry about praying for anyone else. So thankful for the families that have been in this church. Merle and Steve, amongst such great people I was privileged to grow up around, be impressed by, and spend time with. Saying it takes a village, takes a church. It does. It takes a church to raise men and women of God. Who would like to pray for friends and contacts? No, I said, who would like to? I'm fixing to choose somebody. Brother Dave, can you come grab the microphone? I want you to pray for our friends, our contacts, the people that we are in working with, coming to church. Pray whatever you feel, however long you want.
Heavenly Father, each of us who love you, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you for a blessing, Lord. Each one of us needs a blessing. We each have our own needs, and you know exactly what they are. And we're going to ask you right now, dear Heavenly Father, to bring those blessings to us right now in the name of Jesus. And we take dominion over all the spirits of infirmity and abolish them from our hearts and our souls and our minds, and allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and take control. Be with us every minute of the day. Guide us in what we do. Let us be what you want us to be. Lord, I love you. I love you, Father. Right now, we're going to bring the blessings to each and every one of us. We'll be blessed with whatever you want. Think about it right now in your mind. Whatever you want in your that you need. Dear Heavenly Father, bless them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We're in a season of abundance, season of dominions, season of harvest, season of favor. We're speaking that at least 80 people will be attending this church by the end of the year with the promise of 1,000 with expectation. And now we have the promise of dominion over the things or problems of this world, dominion over the devil and his works. And so I speak that and walk in it. Let's speak that every day. We're in a season of those four things: harvest, dominion, favor, and abundance. At least 80 people with the promise of 1,000 with expectation. Dominion over the things of this world, dominion over the devil and his works. I like the way that sounds. Love the way that sounds. You know, intercessory prayer I've said it before. God started with me with very small amounts of time. And so it was a process that built. And so it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's just how long it takes. If you'll stop looking at your watch when you pray, you'll have to start looking at your watch when you pray. It's as simple as that. But if you're going like this, you're probably not praying intercessory prayer. But even if it's a small amount of time, as long as you're faithful, God's going to build on it. Like I say, for me anyways, personally for me, 98% of the time I have zero idea whatever it is. And I've learned that that's a good thing both ways, like I've said, both ways in what God's using me to pray for or against. Whatever demons I'm up against, if I could actually see them. I've talked to people that have seen demons that put so much fear into them that they backslid. And so God protects us by us not knowing. And so you just protect the fact, or you just have faith in the fact that if you're praying in the Holy Ghost, God's going to protect you while you're doing it. And so you just pray with the boldness of knowing that. And you just push through. So then men or women, you start feeling that like unbelievable power and anger coming through you. That's God's righteous indignation. You speak that out with power and authority as big and bad as you want to speak it. And know for a fact that that's God dismantling something in the spirit world right then. It's not you getting demon-possessed or something, which I struggled with initially because I had no idea what I was feeling. I was feeling so much, I'd back away. I had no one to tell me. So I'm telling you, praise God. It's not you. It's God. So just be bold in that. Travail is the same way. It's kind of a deal for guys sometimes. I'll admit it. It's kind of a deal sometimes when I've been doing it, but it's like you're birthing. So your stomach starts contracting, and you're pushing. Like you're literally pushing, Steve, even though you're a dude. But guys do travail. You guys don't get a free pass. I've done it numerous times. No free passes. But women, you guys are naturals, generally. But without travail, Zion doesn't bring forth. Isaiah 54 happened because of God. That's our. Immediately, it starts out with that. And then when it talks about can Zion bring forth in a day, talking about the nation of Israel being born in one day, just think of that when you're in travail. Someone did. Someone travailed that into being. Sure. Praise God. There's no limit. No limit to what God can do. It's very important. One thing. After you've prayed, like especially heavy, or you prayed like warfare type deal, you need to end in victory with praise and worship with God. And that if you're feeling that depression in your spirit, that's so you'll get to that point, but you don't carry that with you. You leave it there, and then you get joyful or you get strength. Praying in the Holy Ghost, worshiping God, it's very important. Or she'll be down, down, down. It was part of the problem with like Sister Cole, for example. She was weeping and weeping and weeping all the time, and she never, ever felt like she was doing enough. And so she kept going overboard and overboard. And that's what led to her getting so sick that she never recovered to the point that she could do what she used to do. So, very important. Amen. Pastor Glover.
Amen. Let's stand together. Thank God for the victory that he establishes for us. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give him praise right now. Give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my God, shut up. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So important when you are being used in intercession and there's a heaviness and a spiritual move and you're praying in tongues and you know that there's a desperate need and you give yourself to that prayer, that you recognize the Holy Ghost is praying through you. And you give yourself to that, the mind of the Spirit. Praise God. And when that lifts, if it does lift, you give a praise and a worship to the Lord because He's doing the work. He's doing the work. Amen. It's His power that is being manifest in that situation, in that need. And you may find out about it. More than likely, you won't. That's all right. Amen. Because it's a spiritual work that is being done to the glory of the Lord. Amen. So very important to remember 1 Corinthians 1:29. No flesh can glory in His presence. None. None. Amen. Peter and John had to proclaim to those in Acts chapter 3, why are you looking at us like it's our power or our holiness that this man stands before you made whole? No, it's through faith. Faith in His name. Hallelujah. And so we give glory to God and continually lift Him up. Amen. Because His praise is what we are made for. Amen. Well, I know there was a program in Washington, D.C. this evening. And no doubt it was a very nice program. But they needed the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our country needs a move of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Keep praying. Keep believing. And we want to see that work being done right here. Sterling, Soldotna, the increase that God wants to give. Amen. The Bible studies that you're going to teach, the new ones that you're going to help, welcome to the house of God. And see them become disciples. Converts becoming disciples. Praise God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. God bless you. Thank you for being here for prayer. Take time for fellowship here tonight. We'll see you on Sunday with somebody visiting with you. Amen. In Jesus' name.